About 20,000 young people each year grow too old for foster care. For most, this means they're on their own. The state no longer has to provide them with a family or a home. Independent living programs ease the transition, but states don't have enough money for them, and not many foster children get into one. Nadia Sarkis reports on one young woman who did.
At age 13, Salida Venable was living with her grandmother, who physically abused her. Her mother had been murdered the year before. She needed to take matters into her own hands. She saw a commercial on TV about foster care. She looked up social services in the phone book, called them up, and asked for placement. Salida then spent 5 years in the foster care system. Once she turned 18, she had to leave. But she was one of the lucky ones and was able to take part in an independent living program in Baltimore called New Pathways. She spent 3 years there. Now Salida is 22. She left New Pathways a year ago. For foster kids, the transition to independence can be frightening, though many are eager to get out of the system.
A lot of people be like, I would love to live in, you know, on my own, but it's hard. I think I would rather be somewhere, like a family setting. I think I'm ready for independence, but to a certain extent.
She credits some of that readiness to help she got at New Pathways, which provides apartments for about 60 former foster youth, as well as classes that teach basic living skills. Counselors act as mentors, but they also teach people how to do things like open a bank account or do the laundry. New Pathways director Kevin Keegan manages the program's 3 apartment complexes. The apartments are in stable, tidy communities, the kinds of places where neighbors complain if your music is too loud. On a recent visit to one of those buildings, he explained how the program works.
We have 17 apartments spread out through the whole complex. We try not to keep them on top of each other because we don't want really as a group home, we want people on their own.
Keegan shows off one apartment. It's used as a classroom, but also as a model to show students how a home should look. There's a table set with placemats, plates with napkins folded, as if there were plans for a dinner party. The space is neat and clean.
Probably the biggest thing for us is kids coming out of foster homes and group homes that have no idea what independence is, no idea how to cook, no idea how to do clothes, no idea how to keep a place, no idea how to have good relationships with neighbors. So there's a lot of immediate things we got to address as far as teaching them how to do those basic things.
In her 3 years at New Pathways, Salida went a long way towards learning the skills of independence. But she's not there yet. Like many foster kids, she's had problems with drugs, and she struggles with loneliness. She's trying to find a job, but right now she depends on temporary work in nursing homes to pay the bills. In some ways, Salida is better off than most foster kids once they leave the system. A lot of them find themselves with kids of their own, become homeless, or end up in and out of jail. Salida's lucky that she has a high school degree. Many never make it that far. But she didn't go to college, and that's one thing she regrets about her time at New Pathways.
I would spend the night in school if I could again. I'm telling you, if I had the tables could turn, I would be in school. I would live in school because it's going to help you. When you got a college degree, you can get any job you want, and you probably can be more successful. You know what I mean? You'll be more ready.
Programs like New Pathways provide funding and assistance for education. Congress is deciding whether to give more money to independent living programs. These additional funds would be targeted towards strengthening the educational opportunities for former foster youth. But however efficient or exhaustive independent living programs become, they are no replacement for family. Salida says a family is what she really wants, even though she knows that's impossible. When her mother was alive, Salida was close to her. Salida's father is dead too, and her only brother is in jail for murder. Salida still sees her grandmother from time to time, but her grandmother's drinking makes the relationship difficult. It's especially hard at certain times of the year.
Like, it's just like certain holidays that I don't like. I don't like Mother's Day. I don't like Christmas. Any holidays that involves family, like getting together, I don't like. Because I feel as though, to be truthful, I feel as though I have no family.
Becoming an adult is a difficult reckoning for most people. But what's different for foster children is how irrevocable, how complete their independence is. When things get especially hard, Salida writes letters to her mother. When she talks about it, she cries.
I write things like, why you leave me? How would it be if you still was here? Is this the way it's supposed to be? Am I going to make it? Am I not going to make it? I mean, I know she's not going to answer the letters, but it's just something that I just write.
Salida wears a necklace that says, I love you. It's a large pendant, and the letters are written in a loopy script. She bought the necklace for herself. She says it reminds her that when she thinks no one loves her, that she loves herself. And that's what makes her strong. For NPR News, I'm Nadia Sarkis.
This report was originally produced as part of NPR's Next Generation Radio Training Project.